mbule tuwe kenda na turanga na marama Dorobo na wanelewa Ena bono lebungo New Zealand Ipoko usimi Ena ba city lebungo Wellington Ena Wellington Access Radio Dua sebo ono Poindin dua FM Obo mbule tuwe kenda na turanga marama Dorobo na wanelewa Ena sana tini kabani Nondo mandua Kenda sama ipoko itukutuku Ena bono lebungo Wellington Mbule minaka Sabo mbule tuwe kani Ena adha tali Ena adha ni mbula Ena adha ni nganga Ni wane turanga Otsi su karisto Kaunita kana bose ni kalou Ena na rwanda ni kuwa Ena biba ungeti Ena bi tumbiri kibi kenda Ena singa ni ndai Ndaki ni mbule ni tabutu Ndaki ni mbule ni tao Ndati kumule vale Senda baro mtu mwe mwenye dhalaka Senda baro mtu mwenye loma ni motuka Kuna dhamanga baro mwenye kina mataka ni singa ni ndai Sano ngitabi Mwe kinda bakitu kibi kenda Ena mataka ni singa ni kuwa Ena Wellington Access Radio Ena Dua Sebono, Poinin Dua FM, and Sigmina Hanikua, Onitaka, Nina Kauti Kendaruna Kalokin and Dutan Lebolo, Nivingrami, and Siganindai, Lakutumberamai, Nislandi Wangito, Simanande, Simai Radaka, Simai Wuli, Sosama Leonu Tunde Tu, and Abonongo, Nislandi, Kamakai Tuku and Abunolimbo, Wellington, Osama Mulet to any weekend, and Sigmina Hanikua, Asana Rava Rava, Kolomakin and Sigmina Hanikua, Ava. Mai la umbeka, la kaundrobe mbua, suma dhuata. Mai mba, watakeira, o kandabu, la maibiti. Tailevu, rewa, serua, unamosi. Sana ula dhabi, unanroga, watakeira mosa. Na sana dhabu, kwa la umbekila, au sanga umbule tugani. Ena singa mina nikuwa, ina hadha tali, ni waneturaha, kwa Jesus Christ.
Amen. In the pastor, sa waneturaha, singa mina kanikuwa, praise the Lord, the church, mana maibiti, nga salivu. Amen. Greetings to those of you that have joined us this morning. Maybe you have followed us through our Facebook page. And we would like to say greetings all the way from here, Foreshores, at the FDB ground. And we would like to say thank you for taking the time to join us. We would like to acknowledge you, Foreign Zone, as well as Island. I believe you are rostered for your mission Sunday for this particular Sunday. We take this time to say thank you. I believe we're either meeting with your zones all the way from New Zealand, Australia, American continent, for those of you logging in from Santa Rosa, Bulawinaka, and also to the Europe. I believe it's your Saturday evening, as well as for America as well. Not forgetting one. And also greetings to the virtual zone scattered all around, and you're tuning in from whichever country that you're in. We would like to send today to say thank you for joining us. Today we have been blessed. We have a few divisions from the central as well as the eastern division that comes all the way from Nayabu and Wainimbuka. And not forgetting Korobau, let us greet and also acknowledge the eastern division that are here with us to join us for the service. The rest of the divisions are actually from here in the central, which is Suva. And in the afternoon, we also will be back here at 2:30, but minus or not with the Eastern Division. And we would like to say thank you for joining us this morning. We can meet along the Lunis and Sugalotu, Kemani Vakarovic Magmana, no many worship centers, so we can meet Lotu Matabu Valley, Western Vatican, and Northern Divisions. We stand today to say thank you and say greetings. We're not going to talk about Malua and Auntie Ili for the group of yesterday. Thank you. See you again next week. And thank you to all of you. I believe for Auntie Rossi, all the way out there in Sangani, we would like to acknowledge and also welcome you from here because your zone has just finished doing the item. And Talangase Rossi, and I believe the Rossi family are there in the Sangani village today. We would like to acknowledge because we believe you will be tuning in as well. Thank you. And also to those of you that are here, maybe you're sitting in the midst of everybody. Today, why we have moved from the gymnasium, the melodic in a for sure, but let it be so vacant. The Kokenda Semberi vaccinated. Amen. And if you're here, we welcome you, the unvaccinated, and also for the first jabs only. But at the gymnasium, the locality, even one on the Lilotikin, I've been a Katikin and vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So that is why we move the service to the foreshore so you can come and also worship with us. Let us welcome the unvaccinated today and also only those on the first jab that were not able to join us in the previous services at the gymnasium. Nikota langa biwa kambula weekend. So weekend sa loni loti weekend. Mrs. Yep. Tukana, I believe you are here with your daughter. So weekend and the senga ni loti new Methodist. Either you're sitting from this end or right to the other end. Kero nduri nikua to save you. Nakabaka level for the time taken to come and join us.
And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And don't request the local weekend to my TV and Madame Sawati. Kavakabota weekend and the Vakarong to many Kunavali babies coming in on the change to make it in a program. We are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the you know, the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday, but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can go to the Malavala, came the cover to his singing tombo. The Manada Miko Tikokina, Kakobakando Miko Kaimiko, Gosai Zavanimbula. No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can then end on a catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my grace. Because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and dumb it gonna be one in bula to be mate, sakame rawa. So we can just look well in bula, you're actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer requests every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed. And you will be healed completely. I'll give you something to celebrate.
Hallelujah.
Bikin apa kita kau bikin dalam turangan nama ramah terbunuh dengan lewa ini sana tinggal bani nanti benua. Hendak serasa tu main televisyen main kendabu, ya tu main viti, ya tu lau. Bikin tu main lau izah, bikin tu malam bula. Bikin apa kali punya sama tu main, bikin tu main nama kau lau, main kembara, main mode, main koma, main waktu honiata, main waktu main wono lau, fulang dapat kau ngaya nimbul benaka, main lakem bermain di dia benua bula, mangok kat fana tu dah nimbul benaka. Hendak sama takkan isi kan ini, main na esen semua lah, main tu toya. Watalaki na mai nunggu enan ni wasul menemuka mai matuku nimbul binaka watalaki na mai muala nimbul binaka seni mule da mai bono batu watalaki na mai kandabu mai zake ono kot so busar gira nimbul binaka atu so mamalabu nimbul binaka kemundo mai na soso mai na viti watalaki na kemundo mai lombi mai waya darogo da tukuna tukuni alo nikua da baga bini binaka tukuana turanga hena singa binaka nikua we were just claiming that Yasawa will become a region darogo da nikuana tukuni alo Wengasme, nana kaya tusa naga tiko. Hemeni, naka ko tusa naga. The things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Hemeni, naka ko baga tusa, nandun singa na tombale maiweko. Malitulaba. We walk by faith, not by sight. Wagamula tal the weekend na turanga na marama darbo ngan ilawa dagdaba obisa. We stay seni todo ko ni obisa. We lori todo ko ni obisa. Nimbula minaga nindo siya matigumai. Sanga nimbula labi weekend ni na dagdaba matayvalu. Dalay nambuwa may dalay na maka may wayabi may lotoka kapature kuko may lambasa nimbula binaka may kemba kede ni matibalu nimbula binaka wikimu ndomu na vendel ni nuku may senai nimbula binaka may siria ena vendelana nimbula binaka ena singa binaka nikuwa nero itabi mekaroboka mbula tiku wikenda ena singa binaka nikuwa sirtala ni mule labi wikenda na leo imiti ni lakabangito balakalaka wangande bagabuli sekemu nisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde bulo ni tiku kina kima mshaba mbula tiku aina fosua totoka tulan raki tobosu wakalindi marabu lalu reitu na isa sokolami wangina kitali nga embasi kalibumai ombega ziri awa wakatalaki henude tambongo henda mayas mataka nisika nina inda baka bila bina kapaka lebuana kalu waka suso manda buana turanga kabi kwa ya toka esa muko ngupa tukuna lange free kukai reza tukuna matalisi nga isika nisa umi emeni yuko somo na liwa liwa yuko somo na wai yuna kalowe somo raka tumai awuza mailo malange kina matalisi nga merli wisa umi nangawla ni yata babata kinoa kina zangi rau lingua usama lima lingua talingua senga magandua ni bau stail na zangi sulia na kalu na singa minanga nikua kabi kenda ni voltamu ena mazi una kena wase tini gandua ruso mungu walu ruso mungu kadiwa kina tolu sumo bulu ndulango maibia kuhike mundu magandua sa oda ni zolata oda ni zolata oda ni zolata eso sa oda ni zolata sa andreke so sa andreke ndreke sa yara so sa yara yara sa abiu gai katu kuchisu ndulango maibia come on to me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul. Kau kan dulu maybe okay kimdo bando sa hoda ni dolar ni dolar bibi. Aku nak pakai lagi kimdo. Hallelujah. Doktor bikin kimdo nak nunggu ibu ah. Emeni. Ni sarau rau nak nunggu ibu angge mama nak nunggu dolar dolar.
Hallelujah.
Yang nabi sureti uosi bindo dua. Kau tu tu nabi sureti. Mau indo nabi sureti ni uosi bindo dua. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving or maybe going overseas or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the word.
Amen.
Kami kan mau tamu di sambula bos ni kalau ke kau kau kan ngata sara kemuzungan ini selalu membetirua mesuaka kawasia mesuaka kawasia kemal ezru mangai baga takila mesuaka ngai wasia ezru mangai baga takila mai nak aku sini kila emeni mena hal talaga na ngona mena nanduri matai kuya kena rarere bi kuya kasih talaga ni dua kak kena rebuni tagarawa kembali matangan isikan indai the solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual or whether it's a mental, the answer is in the word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone, we encourage every church goers, we encourage every senior pastors vaga unge titiko na bisongo songo lotu ba Kristo eundo na kamusite utiko na lotu ba Kristo. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge.
kembale ni bishure tetwa na kalo dolo kuma biao mai tolo kuma mai uko elenga kwa enera uko matamboko kwa matareba uko eta putu biao kwa enda mdebwa kago kwa lame loko tolo kuma ni loko tolo kuma kwa bagandu na ona ni zolata na izolo mbimbi kalimi meka na timu kalimi na lubemu ndwe mosi biko ndwe bola kabiko ngai na numatiko kali tiko na kalo se kali tiko e kali tiko kwa hen mataka ni sigani kwa menda lago mai biko ya hen mataka ni sigani na ndama ingara biko ya bagaya lago bagai dira kauta mai na numundu izolo zola kelega kani volta muni sando na numi kenda na kalo ene sigami na kwa ni kombera ni mbiumbi mai vale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting, some of us in the midway, some of us we even try to reach the top, and God knows every problem that we are going through, and that's why he said come unto me, because he alone knows the plan he has for us, the plan to prosper us and never to harm us, and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say, it's easy for us to talk about it, it's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naitasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Bua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has strengthened us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation. The mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Sit down. He's spoke to the wind, sit down and speak to the wind, shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light.
Amen.
Right place at the right time with the right word. Oh, hallelujah. Slap your high five, man. Because we are living in a life, everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical. So whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kabikeda Singatambu, not Tamago Kuranga Baktawa. Via Kabini Singatambu, and I am Nitikona Tinangu, Naneto Vale Sengakina in the lounge, open space, but it's Naneto store. Kitona non damiti makito the Chunakatumini store. Via Singatambu. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Babakau night. My father wanted me to be a doctor. I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Thing that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts is still the best for you. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gasile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you're going to borrow the gift. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. Farm 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper, never to harm. To prosper, never to harm. Oh. To prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, my husband, you took my husband, you took my wife for that to benefit. Yes. Make the decision now and worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10 wheeler, don't allow a truck, don't allow COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slave.
Amen.
They were slave. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
Amen.
That is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Member let him do Shangatan Nuikila, or you continue on with Tuba, the Roma the Tunikua, na Okre Randini, Pautimanum with Talano and Beletana, why you could end in Muta, known as Arabic Makina. What happened? Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. Why? And you know, you receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated. You're listening today. And you're crying in your heart asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated. Stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone as a regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God church, Nakai Babuli the Kin, Abuli the Makin and Andu Nikatini. Abuli the Makin and Alolo. I begin to.